If you buy beef, there's no doubt you've noticed that it's gotten more expensive as of late. In fact, beef prices in the U.S. are the highest they've ever been, at an average of $9.69 per pound, according to the USDA. So when might they start to come back down again? Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks tried to find out.
The Barton Creek Farmers Market pops up on Saturdays in a shopping mall parking lot high on a hill in Austin, Texas. Richardson Farms' booth is tucked into the far back corner.
We raise beef, we raise pork, we do eggs and chicken, we have milk and we have cheese that we make.
That's Jim Richardson, who owns the farm. He and I are talking under a tent while his grandson fetches items out of a fort of coolers. His beef products include stew meat, steak, and ground beef. Lately, they've become pricier.
I went up roughly $1 a pound. My processor went up that much or more. So without kind of keeping up, it erodes your profitability.
Richardson's worked with cattle as a rancher and a veterinarian for more than 50 years. So I asked him about the cost of beef.
Do you have any notion of when prices might come down again?
You know, I don't, and I'd say it's going to be years. It's a real complex issue, and it's not going to remedy quickly.
The big reason why beef prices are so high is that the U.S. cattle herd is really small, the smallest since the 1950s, in fact. Years of drought in cattle country have forced ranchers to sell animals. As the population dwindles, each cow becomes more and more valuable.
So we sell those, and that means then that we don't grow the herd. And that's what the situation we've been in here for a while.
That's Brenda Botel, an agricultural economics professor at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Despite the costs, she says people are still buying beef.
I'm actually surprised at how resilient beef demand has continued to stay with the very high prices.
At 36 General, a small butcher shop and grocery store in San Marcos, south of Austin, Maddie Bills says that high prices have forced her to pay closer attention than ever before to what ranchers and suppliers charge her.
Checking pricing quarterly because things are fluctuating has been really important for us surviving it all.
Bills buys pork, lamb, and cuts of beef from local ranchers.
Obviously we get ribeye, tenderloin, strip. Denver is a really popular cut of ours, which is a better value, but it's still really marbled and tender.
The shop is crammed with display cases for cheese and proteins, plus coolers along the walls with veggies, sausage, and chicken feet. In the back, workers marinate ribs, cut sheets of butcher paper, and grind black pepper. Phil said she didn't have a good estimate of when beef prices will drop again, but she has noticed that when buying direct from the source, prices don't tend to jump as dramatically.
Prices have definitely increased across the board. I will say that the more local the product, the more insulated it is from price increases. You know, like the further away you get from the source, the more likely you're going to be playing a game of telephone, and somewhere along the line, someone's going to increase the price and not bring it back down.
So at every step along the beef supply chain, the costs add up. And Battelle, the Wisconsin economist, doesn't expect the high prices to come down anytime soon.
When I'm talking year over year, I don't really see that declining at least through 26.
In fact, she believes prices still have room to go up, at least in the short term.
So I think your August, September, October, we'll still see prices increase.
So those planning a late summer barbecue will need a healthy budget if they plan to serve beef. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Wisconsin Public Radio.